You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
And just pray that you will have a good time tonight. Brother Charles, where's our special music? Where'd he go? Oh, there he is, right there. Ah.
Thank you, Leland. As Leland said, this is our church. This is my church. I love it. God has blessed and built this church for us, and we are so blessed to have a lot of talent in our church, and I'm so thankful that our regular members who are talented are willing to come and share their talent with you. And Leland does this because he loves you as well as because he loves the Lord. Somebody's got a mic that's roaring. But anyway, right now, Miss Dolores Andrews, who's one of our singers here at Life Change, she's going to come do a song for us. I'll get that later.
A man whose name
Very good. Very good. Let me ask you a question tonight. What are you doing here? You ever think about that? You're in Odessa, Texas, and most of you not from here. You came in here at different times. You leave at different times. You are staying with a bunch of strangers. And did you ever think about, what are you doing here? And then let's carry that a little bit further. What are you doing here in the world? Just what is going on in your life? I want you to turn in your Bible, and we'll start in, well, we're just going to go all the way through it tonight. We're going to start in Genesis, and then we're going to refer to Revelation. We got to move fast because I only got an hour and a half to do this. Yeah, I saw some of you too. If you need a Bible, if you'd like to follow along with us, we're going to move to some different scriptures, and I hope you do look at it in the Bible. And if you need a Bible, lift your hand. We'll get you one. Yeah. Okay, we got Bible people here. Now, somebody give him some help. There you are. Good. We got somebody. Now then, let me say this. If you don't have a Bible here with you, then you just keep this one as our gift to you. Okay? If you are going to leave the Bible here tonight, we have one more over here. If you're going to leave the Bible here tonight, would you put it back on that table at the rear, if you would? So we won't have to go by and pick them up. We have a lot of cleanup that we have to do after this, and so all the help you can give us will be appreciated. But just get over to the book of Genesis. That's the first book in the Bible, and chapter 2. But have you ever thought about, why are you even here on earth? Why are you here at this time? What's going on in the big picture, as it was? Let me ask you, how'd you get here? The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, it said, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils a breath of life, and man became a living soul. And since that day, every one of us are breathing God's air. We are breathing his oxygen. Life came from God. Now then, but you didn't choose it. I didn't choose it. You didn't choose this life. One day, and you can't remember when, you realized you were here on this earth. You might have been wanted, or you might not have been wanted. You might have been planned for, and you might have been accident. But you're here. No choice, you're just here. One day it dawned on you, I'm alive. I'm on this earth. Here I am. Turn with me to the book of Acts, right after John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, New Testament. And the book of Acts, verse in chapter 17. And Paul is in Athens. And Athens was a city of brilliance, thinkers. He'd been to Corinth, which was a city about like Odessa, except it's on the Gulf. It's more like Houston. It had everything going on in the world that you could think of. And then he went into Athens, the city of culture. And while he was ambling around there, he found this place called Mars Hill. It said in verse 19 here that they took him and brought him into Areopagus, saying, "May we know this new doctrine whereof thou speakest." And then he said, "For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We would know therefore what these things mean. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to hear, to tell, or to hear some new thing." Now notice what Paul tells him. He said he stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you're too superstitious. For I passed by and beheld your devotions, and I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship. Him declare unto you.'" And then he explained to him, "God made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath." That's what we talked about in the book of Genesis. "He hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth." It's amazing. Doesn't care what color you are on the outside. If we cut you, you bleed red. Know it? Ever think about that? All men are made of one blood. They've learned a lot of things with DNA, but what they can't tell is what color you are. Ain't there, were you male or female? A lot of things they can tell, but can't tell that. He said, "God hath made one blood of all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us." And then notice what he said in verse 28. "For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we're also his offspring." Our life, whatever we have, whatever we can do, all originated with God. Whether we give any thought to it or not, that's where it came from. Now then go with me, if you would, to the book of Psalms. That's about the middle of the Bible. In the book of Psalms, chapter 90. Psalms chapter 90 and verse 10. "The days of our years are 70. That's 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, if you get to be 80, yet their strength, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it's soon cut off, and we fly away." We will not be here long, people. There's so much in the Bible about the brevity of life. Psalms 37. He talks about being cut down like grass. Verse 2, "For they shall soon be cut down like grass, and withers a green herb." Won't take long. To many of you men, 70 seemed like so long. 80 seemed like long. It don't seem like long when you get to be 80. I turned 81 this month. And it hadn't been very long. It's kind of amazing. But he said, "You're going to be cut out like grass." Look at Psalms 49, let's start with verse 10. "For he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool, and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. We're all just alike, aren't we? Somebody said we're all put to bed with a shovel. Verse 12. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beast that perish. Look at verse 20. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast that perish. Go with me to Psalms 103. Verses 15 and 16. For he knoweth our frame. Let's start with verse 14. He remembereth that we are dust. Now, some of you think you're gold dust. That's not what he said. He remembered that we're dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field. So he flourisheth, for the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. You know what's amazing? We live, we die, and people forget. You see this happen in your life. I remember when I graduated from college, and I went back the next year, and they'd forgot me. Don't you remember who I was? No. They were so fickle, they'd forgot me in 1 year. It's a 4-year school, and I'm forgotten in 1 year. Looked like I at least lingered on for 4 years. Somebody else is there. Somebody else is the wheel. Somebody else is the captain of the football team. Somebody else is this or that or whatever it might be. There, people don't care. We have these immaculate funerals with all the flowers and the beauty and saying all these great words. This was really a nice guy type of deal. And next week, we forget. We're on about our business. I learned this and through experience and the death of my children, I learned this, that when people need your help, it's not at the funeral. It's the next week when all the flowers have faded, the music has stopped playing, and the friends have all gone back to work, and you're sitting there with the cold, hard facts of life. Some of you in here, I know, have lost loved ones. And that loneliness, it comes back and hits you, and it doesn't come at the right place, and it doesn't come at the right time. We're just like grass. We're like flowers. It said we're gone. Back in 1969, and there's still so few people here remember that. But in 1969, Peggy Lee had a number one song out called "Is This All There Is?" Is this all there is? Think about that. Your life. Is that all that it is? Are you getting out of life what you'd like to have? Is this all there is? Turn with me now to Revelation. Told you we'd go from Genesis to Revelation. Revelation chapter 4. John is on the Isle of Patmos, and God called him forward to the future. And he says in verse 1 of Revelation chapter 4, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Notice the word hereafter. You won't be here long, but you can have life hereafter. That's fine if you've covered the hereafter. John said that the angel said, I'm going to show you what's going to be hereafter. You did not have a choice on coming into this world. You hear? You may not can remember when you first realized that, but we all remember our young years. But we're just here. But let me tell you what you do have a choice about. You have a choice about hereafter. That's the choice. Because the Bible said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That takes you into hereafter. Jesus told his people, he said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. You can have life now that's more abundant than anything you've ever had. You can have that. Turn with me to 1 John. Back 1 John, back just a few pages from Revelation chapter 4. Chapter 5 and verse 11. This is a record that God had given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Here's 19 one-syllable words that anybody can understand. You don't need a GED for this verse. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. This is the life you can choose. You won't end up in the life hereafter not knowing anything about it. You'll make the choice. Didn't get to make the choice on this one, but you can make the choice on the next one. I want you to bow your heads for a moment. Nobody looking around, heads bowed and eyes closed. And you're here tonight and maybe have no idea what you're doing here. But you can leave here knowing that. You can have life hereafter. You may not have understood many of the things that went on in your life. But tonight, because God gave his Son, You'll never have to. You say, well, that's sometimes I wonder if God loves me. I don't know if God even loves me or not. I feel like I've been kicked around. I feel like I've been mistreated. Sometimes I don't think God loves me. Let me tell you, if you ever doubt God loved you, go to the cross. Because he said, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. I'm telling you what, I had 3 boys. I wouldn't give a one of them for you. Let me tell you something else. I wouldn't give one son for the other son. Now, I've lost my youngest one. I still got 2 boys. But I wouldn't give them. But God gave his only son that you and I might go to heaven. And you say, Leland, I'm kind of sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'd like to have that life. That abundant life. Would you pray for me? Would you just slip your hand up and hold it for a moment? Yes, sir. I see your hand, sir. I see yours, sir. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, yes, ma'am. I see yours. Yeah, yours, sir. You can put them back down once we recognize anybody else real quickly. I see yours. Yes, sir. I want to be saved. I'm tired of this life. I want the joy, the peace that you talk about. I want to experience that. I want to try it. Our Heavenly Father, you've seen the hands and you know the hearts. And Father, in a moment, those that lifted their hands and maybe some didn't that should have will be given the opportunity to put their faith and trust in you. You said that whosoever will may come. So, Father, it's up to them. They have the choice. Help them to have the courage and the desire to have heaven for home and eternal life is their future. We ask these things in Christ's name. Would you stand to your feet, head still bowed, eyes still closed, nobody looking around? As Brother Charles begins to sing, would you come on the very first verse? We'll have somebody meet you, go over the Bible with you, show you how you can know that you know that you know that you're going to heaven.
His name is wonderful, Jesus.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.